Okay, let's continue with Hakid Saran. And I had the pleasure of Baruch Hashem in Yerushalayim to spend quite a bit of time with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Reuven Sasson. I spent a lot of time talking to him. He's such an exceptional person. And he's so excited that we're learning the Sefer. It's a Mashiach Sefer. And on page... What? These are completely from Rav Sasson. The Chalban Olav Shalom would read the Shirim, but the Shirim are entirely from Rav Sasson. Every word is from Rav Sasson. He's a young man. A Kol Tar Kula. He's a remarkable person. We're on page Sadik Tes. Ha-hevdel ben moichen shel golus l'moichen shel geula. The difference between a golus way of thinking and a geula way of thinking. Ho-hevdel otzim v'godel mo'ayt. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous difference between a galus mentality and a geula mentality. Moichen of galus and moichen of geula. K'may hevdel ben sheino ben irinus. It's like the difference between somebody who is sleeping and somebody who is awake. Ben maso shel bechinas misa, that we learned at the beginning of the sefer from the Vilna Gaon, that galus is a state of sleep, of not being. In a place of true awareness of death. As everybody knows, that sleep is a part of dying. Ben matzav shel chayim gedolim v'ananim, compared to the moichen of geula, which is chayim gedolim, a matzav of chayim gedolim v'ananim, to be awake and to be fresh, to be alert. Briyim u'meirim, healthy and clear. Because there are many differences between different times in a person's life. There are many different times in our lives. Some better and some worse. But all of those differences in life between times that we experience is ein kehevdel ben adam yoshen v'adam er. You still can't compare it to the difference between somebody who's awake and somebody who's asleep. Shayoshen kemeis nechshav legabi ha'er. Somebody who is sleeping is like someone who has died, compared to somebody who is awake. And the Svarim tell us this is the difference between our way of thinking, our way of awareness in galus, the time of being asleep, and geula, the time of being awake. And as a result of this, Rav Sasson explains the Emes Kol Siluk Madregas Achayim Atzumas Shei Yisrael. You see, we're not even impressed by this. On Tisha B'Av we talk about these things, but meaning the Siluk Madregas Achayim, the way that we used to live. The way that we used to live. The kind of life that we used to have. Sheinan Devuav Ruach HaKadosh. We don't appreciate, we don't understand what that means. We once had Nevuah, and we once had Ruach HaKadosh. HaMikdash, we had the Beis HaMikdash. V'Avodas HaKohanim. Now, on Tisha B'Av, that's really barely the topic of conversation. Everybody says the Kinnis, but mostly have to show movies about the Holocaust, to talk about more recent tragedies and sad things. We don't, b'chlal, have a musag, a feeling of what it was like when we had the Beis HaMikdash. And what it's like without the Beis HaMikdash compared to what it was, like being awake and being asleep. Nevuah, Ruach HaKadosh, Malchus, Avodas HaKohanim, what was that when they were Kohanim that were working the Beis HaMikdash? Rosei Torah, all the deepest secrets of Torah that were revealed and were known. Aliyas Neshama, V'das Alekim Al-Yayna, Aliyas Neshama, that the world was filled with Jews who were able to experience what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh experienced with the Anelis Neshama, where people more aware of what was happening in the Olam HaElyon, in the higher world. Now we're in a state of siluk hamoichen. All of this is missing from our lives because of this loss of wakefulness, of awareness. Soid hadaas shel Eretz Yisrael, which is the soid of that way of knowing that can only be in Eretz Yisrael. U'bachzoros hadaas hazois. And when we have this das again, Yeshuva kol eila elenu b'mehiru, we'll have once again the Beis Hamikdash, and we'll have Nevuah and Ruach HaKadosh and the Kahanim and so on. Kimakor kol iris eila hu b'shchin ha'elyona. Where do these iris come from, these lights of Nevuah, of Kahuna, Malchus? All of them come from the Shchin ha'elyona, from the presence of the Shchina. Shinishmas ha'om kula, which is the neshama of the entire nation. V'chol hamadregis, and when somebody is asleep, the neshama is not entirely there. When somebody dies, the neshama is not there. V'chol hamadregis al yonis alalu hem bituyim shel neshama. All of these remarkable madregis of nevuah and so on, all of these are bituyim, they're all expressions or manifestations of the soul, of the neshama. B'shoshi shechenes beguf, when the neshama is in the body, umafa'emesbo, and is active and beating, pulsating within the body. Ach b'sho shaguf merusach levesisem. However, when the body is crushed into tiny pieces, as we are in Golus, separated and broken and dispersed, some are in Eretz Yisrael, most are not in Eretz Yisrael. Ein ha'shchina ha'shleima ha'alyonim hi'irabo. The same way when a person is asleep, the Shechina, the Neshama, is not entirely active. When a person dies, the Neshama leaves. Ki al guf, next page, ki al guf meis, because on a body that is dead, I efshel ha'ashra is ruach elyona. There cannot be a ruach elyona connected to a corpse. Vein ha'neshama yichol l'hoya bo, and the Neshama cannot shine within such a mace. Rak havlagami, which means only the tiny trace of life, a little bit of life. Like when a person has died, there's a little bit that remains. Roisham ze'er mimena, a little bit of a roisham that's left from the Shechina, from Nishmas Yisrael that once occupied Am Yisrael and as a people and each individual Jew. Nimshach bala hachyus atzmoisav ad eis tchias ha-meisim. Just that we are alive until we'll be truly awake when it comes time for tchias ha-meisim, for Mashiach and for tchias ha-meisim. Mimela nistalko kol ha-sagis al yonas alolo. So mimela, in this state of being asleep, of being on some level no longer alive, we've lost all of these ha-sagis that we once had. Shem pri shel noichichus ha-neshama. Because all of the madregas of nevuah and kahuna and so on, all of those are the result of the presence of the soul, of the presence, of the wakefulness of the neshama, the presence of the neshama. Ke ruach ha-chaim al yon ha-klolis, himako kol atarus ha-kaidish ha-yisrael. Because that ruach of life, that supernal, exalted ruach of life, the shechina, is the source of all of these holy crowns that make us different from all the nations of the world. Kindavua, Ruach HaKadosh, V'chiyotze B'zeh. Shem Tnuas, Tnuas HaChaim. The normal, natural, active life of Am Yisrael consists of Kahanim working in the Beis HaMikdash and prophecy and so on. Ki Giluyei Chaim Shel Adam Chai. All of those are the Giluyei Chaim Shel Adam Chai, are the revelations of life in a person who is alive, meaning in a Jew who is alive. So now we seem to be like other people in the world. Ki Giluyei Chaim Shel Adam Chai. But when we're truly alive and truly awake, Am Yisrael has these Ataris, these crowns of Kedusha. Al Ken Yeshuva Lono Kol HaAtaris Halalu. all of these crowns will be returned to us. They'll come back. B'shor shenechai yechayim shleimim, when we'll once again live a full life. Mlei da'as shel gadlus, filled with da'as of gadlus. Da'as of gadlus. A da'as of greatness. An awareness. Roichav v'hekif, expansive. Lochush atzmenu yeshus achas, when we feel, each one of us feels that we're part of one great yeshus, one reality that's called Am Yisrael, Am Sholem, Shura Yosu Shakash Baruch, a nation that is the beloved, the Kala of Hashem. Vashchina ha'alyoyna tia mefakir b'chol eivah v'eivah me'avari ha'om. And then the Shechina will be coursing through, will be present and alive in every single limb of the Jewish people. V'tashpipo shefa shel hasogi alyoyna ma'ayit. And there'll be a shefa of unbelievable hasagas. Harbe me'evel amash yochel adam lahasig mitzad ma'isev k'shul avadam. Infinitely more than any Jew could ever experience by himself, even if it's a great tzaddik, but separated from that entirety of Am Yisrael. Lein erech v'shiyah klal. So in the Varas HaDvarim Bachavos, and now the tzaddik begins to explain. Ki chashuvim heim lin yaneinu lahavanas dereinu. Because we need to understand our generation, the time that we're living in. Page Kuf Aleph. L'tzorech ha'yizbaininus b'chai ha'am. Nizbaini b'shiyah karmas adam Yisrael. He says, let's analyze the stature, let's analyze the madrega of a Jew, of an individual person. Because through the individual we have a window to understand the people. Because a klal is a collection of the pratim, so we need to understand the prat, the individual. So what is the difference between a Jew, a Ben Yisrael, and somebody who's not Jewish? What's the difference? Mavur b'divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal, it's taught in the writings of the Ari HaKadosh, Sheshia kamasu shel adam Yisrael kalelas chamesh bechinais. That an adam Yisrael consists of five bechinas. There are five levels. You and I, a Jew, is made, contains these five bechinas. Shein nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'yechida. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, v'yechida. Each one is a different madrega. When you look in Svarim, it sounds like a nefesh, ruach, neshama is all the same, and chaya, v'yechida you don't hear about. Chameshus ha-bechinas alalu, these five bechinas, hein dagos shanos b'hofa'as ha-helikus, are true, and in truth, five different madregas b'hofa'as ha-helikus, and the appearance of helikus, of how godliness is manifested within each and every one of us. The five madregas of helikus. Ke mohus apnimis shel kulon, because the inner mohus, reality, of each and every one of us, and each and every one of these madregas, is shefa elokus, is a shefa of elokus, hanishba ba'adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infused in each and every Jew. V'hum ofia b'dargas shonos. But this elokus, appears within us in different madregas. Miroim or ha'yechida, from the highest madrega, which is yechida, where it's in that place that's called yechida, one can't see oneself bechlal as separated from elokus. Mirum or ha'yechida ad le'nefesh, to the lowest level of the soul, which is called nefesh. How cheses beguf v'bosar hadam, that is attached to the body and to the flesh of a person. Oid mavur b'divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal, and there he also explains sheyesh chaluka mahusis ben hanefesh v'haruach, that there's an essential difference between the nefesh and the ruach, ben haneshama hachai v'ayichid. Hanefesh v'ruach hein b'chinas ha'kfuras b'adam. The two madregas of nefesh and ruach are fixed within us. They're always present within us. Nefesh and ruach, as long as a person's alive, nefesh and ruach is within the person. The kfuras b'adam. U'mehen nivnois kol ha'tchunas ha'anoshis. And from nefesh and ruach, we have the personality of each and every one of us, the qualities, the characteristics, k'may ha'ofi, personality, ha'midas, ha'seichel, midas and seichel, and so on. Machshava v'chayetza b'zeh. All of those are expressions of nefesh and ruach. Bechinas elu oimdeis tamid b'kerv ha'adam, and those bechinas are always within a person. U'mekayim eseso. And enliven, give him life. Luma zais. On the other hand, haneshama achayev ahiyachida, the three higher medregas of neshama chayin yachida, einan kavuas ba'adam, are not kavua in a person. Elahin bebechinas tosefes, they are in addition to the person. Meirais o mistalkais, they shine, they illuminate. They're present, but they also disappear. They could be dim, and they disappear. Behetem l'maisiv shlodim, depending upon how the person is living, what the person is doing. Zepesha mashamavur, this is what is explained in Besvarim, page Kuf Beis. Shebeshoa shodim chayta chalilu, we've spoken about this many times over the years. That when chas v'shalom, a person sins, at the time that the person is sinning, Mr. Lekis on the Neshama Yemen, or the Neshama can't be with the person. When you or I do something against Hashem's will, the Neshama is Mr. Lekis. The Neshama is not present. The Neshama of a Jew cannot participate, cannot take part in something which is against the Lukus. It can't take part in that. Kinechachusa tluya b'maisav. The presence of the Neshama within the guf depends upon what a person does. And if a person chas v'shalom is metame, if a person desecrates and defiles himself, ein hicha feitzel hitanif b'tinufa, the neshama cannot bear becoming affected, infected, and dirtied by those aveiros. And therefore, v'oilu v'shavu l'mroimim. Therefore, the neshama ascends. El tzur machzavta to the place from where it comes. Luma zais, however, on the other hand, hanefesh v'ruach nimtzaos tamid. The nefesh and the ruach are ever present. L'chein hein mitanfeis chalila b'chatoim, and therefore, as is explained in Tanya and Nefesh Chaim, the nefesh and the ruach of a person are affected and become Chalila, dirty, polluted, corrupted through the chatoim, through our sins. B'shel kach, gam hein tzvichos lavor miruk b'shvil lehitar, and therefore the nefesh and the ruach have to go through this purification. Zesoid atzirufim sh'ovrim al hanefesh v'ruach, and therefore after a person dies, the nefesh and the ruach have to go through a process of cleansing, of purification. Lacha p'tiris adam. Masha'en kein ha'neshama, unlike the neshama. Sha'ilu miyad le'gan Eden, the neshama ascends immediately to the Gan Eden, lo'artzach tzachis, to the powerful, brilliant lights of Gan Eden. K'chol sha'odam ha'lecha miskadesh, to the degree that a person purifies himself while in this world, while in the guf, kach harevodim ha'elyonim yoyser holchim mezgalim bo. To that degree, the higher parts of oneself, neshama, chayei nechida, are holchim mezgalim bo. I was once walking with a tzaddik, the author of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. We were walking on Woodmere Boulevard. We were taking a walk Friday night, and all of a sudden he stopped. and he had this unbelievable look in his eyes, and he asked me, "Have I experienced Yechidah Shebenefesh?" So he asked me. And I was thinking, you know, I hate to disappoint him. But the way that he asked it was coming from somebody who has. And he was hoping, I think, that we could talk about it. And I just disappointed him, you know. I'm like, air conditioning, heat, you know, elevators, Yankees, match, stuff like that. I've experienced, you know. But I don't think I could ever forget that. I remember exactly where we were. No, it wasn't Woodman, it was on West Broadway. We were walking towards Woodman Boulevard. It was late Friday night. We had spent a long time talking after the meal. I'm still exhausted from that experience. And then he just stopped and he said, he was like in another world, and he said, Yechidah Shebenefesh, Yechidah Shebenefesh. Hikarta, Hirgashta. As he said. There are Ravadim El Yonim that we have within us. We're much greater than we know. We're much, much greater than we know. We haven't opened up those parts of ourselves. We haven't opened them up. And there are tzaddikim who, while they're in this world, they're able to come into contact with neshama, chai, yechida. Each one of these madrigas, the Shama Chai Yechida, is a world. Mamasha world. And when those madrigas of the soul are experienced, they penetrate to the depths of a person, and they bring that person la'oitzois mufloim behen hidara, to the wondrous treasures in which these levels of the soul, where they are, where they live. The person enters into a part of himself that contains these treasures of neshama chai yechida. This, of course, is not shaykh to somebody who's not the descendant of the Ovis, who's not a ben Yisrael, a bas Yisrael. It's not shaykh, these madrigas. Ube'emes, page Kuf Gemel. Kishe'odam noilad. The truth is that when a person is born, ha'yishirak b'chinis ha'nefesh mafia bo. The only madrega that a person has within him, in the guf, when he is born, is nefesh. That basic level of soul that gives life to the person. Therefore, with a little child, with an infant and with a child, the entire life of the child revolves around the chushim, the physical senses of seeing and hearing and touching and so on, smelling, tasting, machal umishta, eating and drinking, slilim umarois, things that the child begins to see. Ein li yelad hikorus im oilam pnimiyose. The child is completely unfamiliar with any deeper world than that. That's all. Gemara pitucha shel hanefesh. As the child matures, the pituach of the nefesh, that the final stage of the development of the nefesh, Mizbate b'shtaychus la'olam ha'nefesh v'aminis, is when the child begins to think about his or her midas. When one begins to think about chesed, gvura, teferes, not in Kabbalistic terms, just about how I conduct myself, how I behave, how I relate, how I react, how I think, how I feel. In other words, that the beginning of introspection, It's the beginning of introspection. It's the beginning of trying to think of something other than eating and drinking and seeing and touching and smelling. It's the beginning of self-awareness. And therefore, after a couple of years, in a normal situation, the child can begin to understand what does it mean to think about somebody else, to be sensitive to somebody else, to move beyond that basic physical self, and to begin to think of others. Hakaras toiva, to begin to feel gratitude. Hakaras hatoiv. Zihirus mepkia, to be very careful not to hurt or insult somebody else. Ve'elboin v'chadoyme, to humiliate and so on. La'achasha nefesh huv shalobai. Now that doesn't happen necessarily with everybody. There are people who are, for instance, people who are narcissistic and so on. There are and lesser, there are different madregas of narcissism, but there are people who are adults and their entire existence is wrapped up within themselves, of how they feel about everything, and what somebody else is about or what somebody else is thinking or feeling, does not matter to them. But in a healthy person, after the nefesh has become matured, then it's the time for the ruach of a person to appear, to be revealed. Now the person is beginning to think much deeper thoughts, abstract thoughts, not just about other people, but about things that you can't see with the eyes. And the eyes of the person are open to begin to recognize that there's an entire existence that you can't see or touch or smell or hear, that there's something beyond the senses. This is El Rayonis, it's in the mind, thoughts, concepts. This is already the Madrega of Ruach. Tzimo'on Hadas Mizgaber, the thirst for knowledge becomes stronger, it matures. The Cheshek Ha'iyun V'Ha'askarla, and a tremendous Cheshek to try to understand Iyun, to look deeply into things. Vaskola, to acquire understanding. Nasal Madova Hanoicha Bachaim become very much a part of life. Adkan Huvshulu Tzedodav HaEnoishim. This is something which all human beings have in common. This is not only the characteristics of a Jew. A Nefesh and Ruach. Even Nefesh and Ruach, there are differences. We're not going to go into that right now between a Jew and a non-Jew. But that's not important. As far as we're concerned, this is something which all human beings share in common. These are the tzdadim ha'enoishim. These are the human qualities of a person. These are the human qualities of a person. Tzdadim ha'enoishim. Shehem ne'erochim ke'kelim. And these are kelim. We have to value these and appreciate these as the kelim that we have. L'kaimais el yainais yaisa shel adam, to reach and to climb to the higher madregas. To the higher madregas. The life of a Jew cannot end with nefesh and ruach. These are kelim. With a non-Jew, with a guy, again, he could be very brilliant and think of all kinds of abstract things and so on. But that's the end of the journey of a eino ben bris, of a guy. That's the completion of the journey to perfect ruach and nefesh and ruach, to develop nefesh and ruach. And a person can, even someone that's not Jewish, can think about concepts and ideas and spiritual matters and so on. But that's the end of the trip as far as a as far as a Nochri is concerned. For a Jew, these are the Kalim that we have. Nefesh and Ruach are the Kalim to climb higher. There are the levels of Neshama Chai and Yechida that are waiting for each and every one of us, and to use the Kalim that we have with Nefesh and Ruach to get into those higher places of ourselves. V'kach im zoich v'harlech barach mishar. And therefore, if a person is zoich, and he continues in a straight path, which consists, of course, of a diet, of learning, and of davening, and of mitzvahs, and of mikveh, v'chul. And the person goes in the arach mishar. Ayideh shemesakin es nafshay lefi darko shel Torah, to repair, to strengthen his nefesh according to the derech of Torah, b'mitzvahs ma'isiyas, with mitzvahs ma'isiyas that are done with thought, with intention, as he matures, with practical mitzvahs, or b'midas atziliyas, and with noble characteristic traits, with noble midas, or m'malayas ruchay b'idiyas haTorah, to fill one's ruach, to fill one's ruach with the knowledge of Torah. In Lamed Beis, footnote Lamed Beis, he brings from the Shara Gilgulim from the Ariya Kodesh. Ki tikuna odam shiyizkel nefesh da'asiyah, the way they key mitzvahs haseh. The way that one perfects the nefesh of asiyah is through key mitzvahs haseh, through observing the mitzvahs haseh, through observing the mitzvahs. Eisek ha-Torah, holiknais haruach shebi yitzira. Like, I'm not going into the different worlds of Atzilus and Bria, Yitzira, Atzia. We're not going to go through the Madregas, but through the limit of Torah, one acquires ruach shebi yitzira. Ki tikun haruach di yitzira ayde eisek ha-Torah, ki hilchasa lishma, v'Torah shebal peh, Mishnah v'Talmud, through the learning, especially of Torah Shabbal Peh, Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbal Peh, these Madregas, the Tikkun, which brings about a Tikkun of Ruach of Yetzirah, Tikkun Han Neshama de Bria, Tolu B'Yediyah Soides V'Razeh, the higher level of Tikkun of the Neshama of Bria, depends upon Yediyah Soides V'Razeh Torah, knowing and learning and understanding the secrets of Torah. Hapnimi mechachmas azar, the wisdom of the Zohar Kaddish. So this is how a Jew develops. Back inside, oz tachel he'ora el yonu lefa'amo, and then this higher light of neshama chayin yechida can begin to shine within the person, can begin to appear within the person and be manifested and experienced within the person. These are the conditions that it should happen. Zuyis neitzus meharos haneshama. This is the hisneitzus sparkling of the light of the soul within a person. The different madrigas, of course, of that as well. He toiled bo shaychus el tomi benelam. This person now can have a shaychus, a connection to things that are hidden. Koach lahaskil v'roze olam. The koach, the ability to be able to understand secrets of the world. Roze olam. Page Kuf Dalin. The way Rabbi Chaim Vital describes the Arizal. Shivcha Ari, the descriptions of the Ari HaKadosh, where Rabbi Chaim Vital, who was his closest disciple, says that the Ari HaKadosh knew everything that a person was thinking about. He knew the conversation between birds and animals. He understood what they were saying to each other. He knew all of the gigulim. He was able to communicate with all of the neshamas of those who had left the world, of all the tzaddikim. These madregas that the Rabbi Chaim Vital described, that what he saw himself by the Ari HaKadosh, madregas. Now we're talking about the Arizal. Before the Arizal, there were Rishonim and Tanoim and Amoraim, Nevi'im, but not Masik. K'miyah v'kisuf from El Or Chai Netzach, and this person is filled with tremendous yearning and longing for eternal life, for the life of meaning for the truth of Hashem, the Or of Hashem. Ha'omdim me'al gvulus ha'olam hazeh, that are higher than the boundaries that transcend this world. Ga'aguei kodesh ledveikus elokis, and he's filled with holy longings for dveikus to Hashem. Shoytetayis ha'machshav b'mroi meha'olamis, his thoughts are constantly sailing and drifting and wandering through m'roi meha'olamis, the higher worlds. Yehov chulios inyan amoik b'havayis adam, all this becomes the deepest reality of this person. Oifek chayim chadash yiposach le'adam, the horizons of a new life, a new way of living, open up before this person. There were certain tzaddikim like Rabbi Nachman and Rav Kook that they allowed us a little bit in, to have like a glimpse of what they were experiencing. Most of the tzaddikim didn't speak about it, but even from Rav Kook, which is not a long time ago, there are unbelievable glimpses that he allowed us, that we see especially in his diary. Things that also from the Piyasetzna, from Eish Kodesh, Tzadikim. Shem Oilemus Arotzen Vakavana. These are worlds of will, of intent. V'shefa HaKodesh Shemei Behem, the tremendous shefa of Kedusha shining within them. B'toch kach Yakir Ha'odim is Erech Ritzonai. And with these kaiches that the person has, he's able to recognize, he's able to understand the true value of, and the true power of his rotzen, of his will. The kaich pul also, and the kach, the effect of everything that he does in life, of when a person looks to the right, looks to the left, when a person moves, when a person breathes, this person is able to recognize the significance of every single movement, of every single gesture, of everything. As Zerem HaChayim HaShofeya B'dibur HaPeh, and the current of life that is coming through his speech, he's able to feel the importance, the significance, the value of words that come out from his mouth. Not like we just stopped. He's able to feel. V'shiltoinai alachayim v'ha'havaya, and the great shilton, the great control that such a person has over life and over all of creation. Mimela tezgadl hatfila b'kirbo. Mimela, the result of this is that this tzaddik is filled with davening, with tefillah. When we're not doing well, davening is the strongest way to measure how we're doing. When a person is disconnected, davening is... that's what not with learning. With learning, there are muskalas that a person enjoys thinking about and studying and so on. One can be very, very excited about learning, even while being in a state of complete distraction, disconnection, and so on. But not when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to davening. Lahargish mitziyusav ahavayosa hamamoshes. This person feels that the words of davening are mitziyas. Lahargish mitziyusav ahavayosa hamamoshes. That it's something which is tangible. It's something which is real. It's not stam talking, saying words. Lo pochas mehagoshes pulas yadayim v'toytzaisam. For this tzaddik, when he speaks, when he davens, it's no less real than when people like us touch something and feel something. for this person, davening is as real, as tangible, as when regular people are touching things, doing things with their hands. Misha zocha lisnoitzitzus ha'aris ha'neshama bebehirus. A person who is zocha to have this spark of the soul revealed within himself in a clear way. All of Chassidus, all the teachings of Chassidus are to help one bring this about. All of the Torahs are to help bring this about. Hu nikra Adam Shalom. This is a person who's called an Adam Shalom. A person of Shlemus. Of course, they're Madregas. Uchvainema bai besigza v'oymer v'yokim loch v'al drachecha noga or. That this person, through his speech, can say things. First of all, can, like the Ari HaKadosh, which Rabbi Chaim Vital describes, was able to see the future of each person and to talk about all that was, every detail of what was going to happen in his life, and is able to be tzadik goyzer and to cause there to be changes in reality in the world. V'tigzer oimer tzadik goyzer. Kipiv v'diburo nasa hechel anishmas kodesh, because his mouth and his speech have become a sanctuary of his neshama, a dwelling place of his neshama. Asher ein keitz liyicholeseha, there's no end to the capabilities, to the koiches of the neshama. V'oitzem hashpoiseh al tevel amloya, and the power of its influence over all that exists. Ki atzulehi mikved Hashem. Uskulas oirai chokuk ba. Because it comes from the covet of Hashem. And therefore, the great strength of Hashem's light is engraved within it, within the words of this person. Or ha-nesham yikasher es ha-odom ba-avois ha-is ha-havel al-kol Yisrael. And when a person lives in this way, of his galus ha-neshama, of the soul being revealed within him. We didn't even talk about Chayin Yechid yet. It's neshama. When a person lives with a neshama, he becomes attached with ropes of love to every single Jew. To every single Jew. To the entire Jewish people and every Jew. Lochush atzma chelik mehem. And he feels that he's mamash a chelik of each and every Jew. Can neshama Hinakudas Hamaziga Vakeshab and Kol Nishmas Yisrael. Because the Neshama is that Nakuda that binds together, that joins together all Jews. The Neshama. You don't feel that with Nefesh and Ruach. But by Neshama, there's that wire, that current, that line that connects all Nishmas Yisrael. Hamiskansa is a Misachdez Makaran that join together and fuse together in the Makar, in the source of where they come from. Which is Nishmas Yisrael, which is the ingathering of all the neshamas that's called Or HaShechina, the light of the Shechina. Yechidei skul hazochel Or HaNeshama B'Shleimus. There are great individuals who were zoche to the light of the neshama B'Shleimus. And there are great individuals who was zeich to the light of Chaya. Madregas Chaya he kvar shefa kolkach ram benisa, and that madrega of Chaya is so exalted. Acheni yochel islabish begufa shel odom kerchaisa, it can't be mislabish. In the karchas, it's higher than any. It can't be expressed through speech and through the things of this world. V'zel shemavu v'svarim shachai he b'chinas or makif sovav adam, and that's what's described in the svarim as the surrounding light, the or makif sovav adam. Ratzalaymer shepulasa einenim islabeshes klal ba'adam. the pu'ulais, the activities, the actions, the effects, the influence of the chaya cannot be, the level of chaya can't be mislabish in the physical body. I feel lo b'dibra apen, not even in speech. Therefore, look in Lamed Ches, footnote Lamed Ches, Achai Mishvesh is Bora Chachma Kanoida. Beside the Chachmi Ashtika in silence, not through speech. Beside Shtika Yofla Chachamim. Beside Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben Chacham Velamatsasi Luguf Taiv Mishtika, Shtika, silence. Can't be expressed. Kede Lakasha Atzmelu Pelosa, in order to connect oneself to the influence of Chaya, Tzarech Adam L'Das Es Soid Es Pashtus Agashmias. A person has to know the Sod of peeling away, of being, of Es Pashtus Agashmias, of detaching himself from the body. Lahalis Es Nekudas Chayev El Toichen Ha'ar Oymed Mimal Haguf, to attach the essence of his life to that light which transcends the body, will be Tuyei Ha'olam Hazeh, and all of the expressions of this world. V'hu besoid machshava ne'lemes v'rusa d'liba. And this is the sod of the deepest, deepest subconscious thoughts. V'rusa d'liba, and the deepest will and desire of the heart. Zeh sod elias neshama. This is the sod that we've heard about tzaddikim, that they had an elias neshama, that they left the guf, an elias neshama, while being alive. Shefa zoya avodas hayichudim, which is the shefa of the light of the avoda, that's called the avoda of yichudim, of yichudim. Tzchaya, which is higher than anything that the mind can comprehend intellectually. Or in Nevuah El Yoina, with Chai, we're already talking about the light of prophecy, of Nevuah. Bo Evereha Adam, the next page. Nisroifafim Umizbatlim. And as you know, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Nevuah was experienced, the body of the Navi would collapse and fall apart, would begin to shake and tremble and go crazy and fall apart. V'nishmas HaNavi Misyachedis Ben Bekaris HaYonim. And the soul of the Navi would become unified in its highest source with Chaya. For Olam HaSatzumim Niftachim Befaneha, and there were great, amazing worlds that would open up before the Navi. Hecholus Vasagas She'ena Pev Aloshni Yecholim Atayah. Hecholus, chambers, dimensions of existence and Hasagas that a mouth can't speak of, and there's no language to describe. Ki Keshem Shamachshava Mihira, that the same way that we understand that the power of thought is so much faster. A person can think of building a house in 10 seconds, but to do it could take 10 years, or certainly 10 months. It takes time. Thoughts are... So is the difference between the madrega of thinking and the madregas that are higher, of chaya and yich. And Yechida, we didn't talk about. Shemen Yochel Odom Lahasing Chochma Tzuma B'Shnias Achadas. That in one split second, a person is able to be Masik Chochma, like Rabbi Chaim Vital said that the Ari HaKadosh, when he was sleeping, the Ari HaKadosh was saying things in Torah, and the Ari said that in those moments of sleep, he was able to when he was not connected to the Guf, he was able to in a few moments to reveal secrets that would take 80 years to talk about. In 2 minutes of sleep, 80 years to discuss with them. V'liras olamas adir v'nitzchim sh'alfei shnois chayim l'bashem b'guf l'yuchlo l'achilam, and he's able to see great worlds that would take thousands of years of a person who's a melubish b'guf in the guf would not be able to possibly see, or wouldn't be able to experience, or wouldn't be able to describe. So all of us are now, we're up to Chaya now. We didn't get to Yechida. Well, next week we'll be ready in Chaya and Yechida, Mrs. Shkoyach. I don't know if there's a minion from our...